Looking for the best place to buy tickets for any of your favorite teams or sporting events? We've got the spot. Our partner, StubHub, has been the leading ticket marketplace in the world for over 20 years, providing a 100% guarantee with every order. From a worldwide selection of live events, the widest choice of tickets, and industry-leading partnerships, StubHub has what you need to purchase with confidence. StubHub, an official partner of The Athletic.
On today's show, Steph Curry's April has been insane. What a show, again. Nikola Jokic will not let go of the MVP no matter what Steph says, and some good news on the injury front. Finally, it was a 9-game night. We had a playoff game in Milwaukee. We had a player blowing kisses to the fans. Let's get to it. I'm Tess Mellis, and this is what you need to know in the NBA for Tuesday, April 20th. Good morning, everybody. It was a fun Monday night in the association, so let's jump into it. Actually, it didn't start that fun. It didn't seem like it was going to be fun. For me, anyways, Golden State on the road in Philly. Steph has been scorching hot, but he started off slow. Missed his first couple shots and had 3 turnovers in the first 6 minutes of the game. It's like one of those Steph games where he's just a little sloppy with the ball. Steve Kerr's going to get mad. I could hear the disappointment in the great Mike Breen's voice on the broadcast. He wanted to call a big game. Well, am I reading into it? Was Mike Breen disappointed? Am I projecting my own feelings? Perhaps, because I wanted a big game. And then it started happening. Maybe it was because Seth Curry was on the other side of the floor, but Steph started raining down threes. 10 threes! 10! We're spoiled. Those numbers are just happening. He was in a zone where you have to play perfect defense on him for like 24 seconds. Because he does it in so many ways. Of course, he comes off those down screens. Draymond Green setting a slightly moving pick, so he gets open. Then you try and switch or soft double. Well, he's just going to dribble away behind the back through the legs, find a way to get up a shot. Or even if you trap him like they did at the end of the game, he just dribbled away from it and just fired it up because he was so hot. 49 points for Stephen Curry. April has been nuts. He has hit 10 threes in 4 games this month. 10 threes in 4 games. That is more than any player has done in their career, aside from Klay Thompson. 10 threes in a game. Only Klay Thompson has done it more than 4 times in their friggin' career. He has done it now 21 times for his career. April, 40 points per game on 50% shooting through 10 games. That's the first since Wilt Chamberlain to do that, according to ESPN. A lot of these numbers jumble together, but when you hit the 40-point mark, that's different. That is definitely different. His 30-point streak is at 11 straight games, taking the scoring title lead at 31 points per game, shooting 49 from the floor, 43 from three, and 92 from the free throw line this season. Those numbers looking like the year he was the unanimous MVP. They absolutely are. Draymond Green looking like that year where Steph was the unanimous MVP, guarding Joel Embiid. Even though he took a huge hit early from Embiid, he kept guarding him, did a really good job. Embiid had a subpar shooting night, did have 28 points. Kevon Looney started on Embiid, did a really good job. Kevon Looney, little flashback to the Warriors run. He had 15 rebounds, and they're doing some of that stuff where they're doubling Steph, giving it to Draymond Green at the free throw line. Defense had to collapse on Draymond Green. Here comes Kevon Looney from the weak side for an alley-oop. It looked like those old Warriors, at least a few of them there. Exciting stuff. We will see Golden State in that play-in tournament at the very least. They're not going anywhere. No Ben Simmons or Tobias Harris in this one for Philly. George Hill making his 76ers debut since he was acquired about a month ago. Georgie looking good. Moving on to the actual MVP this season. I don't think he's given it up. Nikola Jokic had 47 himself, but it took him 2 overtimes to get there against the Grizzlies. That included a nice big 3-ball late in the second OT. I think Jokic is the only guy in the NBA where the ball hits the front rim as it goes in. That moonshot, you can hear it hit the rim. This tough Grizzlies team, though, it seemed like they were going to pull out a win against the Nuggets. They're getting so much out of the roster. They were running it down the Nuggets' throat. Ja Morant was spectacular. Tried to end it in the first OT off the glass to himself. Well, it just happened that way, but would have been a spectacular way to finish it. Will Barton hit a three to tie it. In the first OT, Jokic is MVP to lose here. My God, he is so, so good as well. And there's been so much bad news on the injury front, so let's give a little good news here. Let's sprinkle this in before we get to some of those other exciting games. The Hornets' LaMelo Ball has been cleared to start basketball activities. He will be back in 7 to 10 days. He was initially expected to miss the rest of the season when he went out in late March. He will come back to take the Rookie of the Year title that is his. Unfortunately, Anthony Edwards couldn't grab it from him, so LaMelo coming back to grab it. Phoenix-Milwaukee, Chris Paul passed Magic Johnson for fifth on the all-time assist list. John Stockton, Jason Kidd, Steve Nash, and Mark Jackson are the top four. And it looked like the fourth quarter was the perfect ending for his night. Chris Paul time in the fourth, leading the comeback. But the Bucks offseason pickup at point guard showed why they got him. Jrue Holiday, of all people, had a big dunk late in the fourth. A two-hander? Surprised himself? What was that? And they need Jrue to make plays down the stretch. So 40 seconds left. Giannis drops it off to him. And then he found Middleton for a three ball. That's what they need in the playoffs. Great setup by Holiday to Middleton for the three. Bucks up two, but Booker tied it with a jumper to send it over to overtime. Then it was a deflating end to OT where Booker was fouled with 0.1 left. So he went to the line to seal it. The Bucks just didn't get enough from their bench. Guess that's why they're looking at 40-year-old Joe Johnson. I guess DeAndre Ayton was banged up late guarding Giannis, but he was playing with a bum shoulder, but he fought through it. The Suns are tough. They had four guys score 20-plus. This is a Chris Paul team. They're a bunch of tough dudes. The Bucks' big three had 25-plus. This was a really, really intense game. OKC Washington. I cannot believe that this came true immediately. We talked about Lu Dort yesterday and how hot he is. He's averaging 32 points over his last three games. The great John Hollinger of The Athletic said, you know, they're going to find an excuse to sit him here. He's going to be injured at some point. They're going to have to sit him. And it happened the next game. You can see on the reports, even the websites out there joking, he technically had a hip strain. But the website's out there listing Lu Dort bracket hip strain, comma, tank violator, because OKC wants to lose, but Lu Dort is too good. I can't believe this happened immediately. Now, he did have a quote-unquote shoulder injury even during this three-game run prior to last night's sit against Washington, but come on. The Wizards' Davis Bertans in this game returned after the birth of his son. He hit six threes, had 21 points, and he says he buys into guys playing well after having a child. He said to our Fred Katz, yeah, you see what your wife is going through, and that's just easy compared to basketball. He came back, did the old Fred Van Vliet, and won it for the Washington Wizards. Chicago, Boston. No Kemba Walker, no Marcus Smart for Boston. Jason Tatum, terrible shooting night from the floor, 3 of 17, couldn't get a roll. But making the grinder plays, because the ball was in his hands without their starting backcourt. Because of it, he got the first triple-double of his career, setting up newly acquired Jabari Parker for an alley-oop early in the fourth. Looked like the Celtics would come back at home. We had Danny Ainge, the GM, on the call. It was fun hearing Danny Ainge. He was really, really good at it. Concise, still a homer, reminded me of the late Tommy Heinsohn on the call. He was really good, but the Bulls ran it down the Celtics' throat. They just weren't getting back enough. And Kobe White and Nikola Vucevic, that pick and roll just killed Boston. Vuce had 29 points in this one. Wrapping up the night, a few quick ones. The Spurs never say die. They got a win in Indiana, despite Indiana not having their big boys. No Domantas Sabonis had a back thing. Miles Turner out indefinitely with a partial tear in his toe. Tough season for the Pacers continues. No Jimmy, no Bam, no Tyler, no problem. The Heat beat the Rockets, who are completing the always difficult Florida back-to-back. That's a schedule loss for the Rockets, or just a loss. The Jazz beat the Lakers to split their doubleheader, and Anthony Davis should be back to the Lakers very, very soon. And I loved this ending in Detroit. Former number four pick Josh Jackson had a wild double Euro step late. He did it twice, it seemed like. Called the double kiss since it's European. Then he had to seal it from the line. His first shot was flat, hit the front iron, and went in. He got lucky. They were heckling him in Detroit. I don't know who was there heckling him. So as soon as he hit that second one, he blew a kiss to them. Yeah, Josh Jackson. He's got the personality. And I blow a kiss to you. I am done here. Make sure you check out the full No Dunks episode on Tuesday. I'll be back to give you the news as fast as I possibly can on Wednesday. Talk to you then.
As you've probably heard by now, we've teamed up with BetMGM this season. We'll be using BetMGM lines to make all of our picks, and we'll have special offers for our listeners each week. If you haven't signed up for BetMGM yet, use bonus code THEATHLETIC, and you'll get a one-year subscription to The Athletic, plus up to a $1,500 first bet offer on your first wager with BetMGM. Here's how it works. Download the BetMGM app and sign up using bonus code THEATHLETIC. Make your first deposit of at least $10, place your first bet on any game, and claim your voucher for a one-year subscription to The Athletic. See BetMGM.com for terms. U.S. promotional offers not available in D.C., Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. Call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369 in New York. Call 1-800-NEXT-STEP in Arizona. 1-800-327-5050 in Massachusetts. 1-800-BETS-OFF in Iowa. 1-800-270-7117 for confidential help in Michigan. 1-800-981-0023 in Puerto Rico. First bet offer for new customers only in partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel. Don't forget, if you haven't signed up for BetMGM yet, use bonus code THEATHLETIC and you'll get a one-year subscription to The Athletic, plus up to a $1,500 first bet offer on your first wager.